Call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Publics Meeting Act, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in a flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Kleva?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conry?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Yes.
Sloan?
Now we have the minutes of the regular meeting of February 4th.
Make a motion, we receive and file the minutes.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Yeah, I have discussion.
Torres?
Yeah, you could direct the clerk to insert my comments regarding the pool manager discussion that I had. It just wasn't included in my comments, so.
Okay. Anything else? I had one on page 7 where Councilman Torres expressed concern about the fire at the former Brownfield tile building. I believe that's the Vicon tile building. Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have some correspondence from the Mount Pisgah Church.
Make a motion to receive and file the correspondence.
Second.
Any discussion on that?
Christine, could you just give her a call and tell her we're still waiting?
Right, I did check the state website the other day, and it's under review.
It is?
Yes.
Perhaps the letter would be more appropriate.
You think?
I do.
I think phone calls are more personal.
Yes. She took the time to send us a letter, so I was thinking we respond in kind. Everybody okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, if you can address any of the anything?
You know, comments about the shrubbery and who's responsible for the maintenance of that.
Yeah.
And copy us. If possible.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. You know the drill.
Susan Sloan, 89 Grand Avenue, plus tax. I have, if I can remember offhand, every time I turn right, coming in Grand Avenue, there are three cars there and I cannot see. It's a state road. I have no idea.
At the end of 57.
Yeah,
57 and Grand Avenue.
Right.
You take your heart, you know, you make the sign of the cross. That's not to go left, and the cars are always there. Now, when the snow was falling, they would move them, but they're always there now, and grass grows under these cars. I don't know what the state does about them, but I'm tired of risking my life to turn, to get out of my own street. They're there day and night, day and night, day after day. And the next thing is the green waste. Is this, did you start in May to get the bags of garden waste out?
Yes, we are beginning in May.
I know that, but was that new this year? Did we get them out before?
I believe it's always been May. We haven't changed the calendar.
Okay.
And I think it's the first week in May.
Okay. I'm just questioning whether that might be a little late. I don't know, nothing's growing, so, but there's
right.
A lot of winter damage.
Definitely taken under consideration for next.
Well, maybe, yeah.
For next year.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about the vegetative waste?
Yes.
Yeah, we extended the time
right.
At the end of the year. Yeah, at the end of
but
the year.
Not.
You extended it to the end, but there
in
are
the
people
beginning.
That didn't get it out at the end, and it's been in their yards all winter. That's just, it's just a suggestion.
And there was a lot of the storm damage, the trees, you know, down and stuff like that, branches, so there might be a lot of that.
Yeah, it might be a lot.
So your suggestion is, do you want to start early?
Well, we might have to. I'm just saying, there will probably be a lot, and I wondered if we set it back, maybe before Easter, I don't know. I don't know, it's just...
For next year.
Excuse me?
For next year.
Yeah, and let's see what, see if it's, because after the snow melt, I see bags that didn't make it before the snows, and they're still there.
They got buried.
Yeah, they got buried. What was the other thing? I would appreciate, as a citizen, that the cars, that we have a thing about the cars being on the street day and night anyway. I kind of liked it. Now that people are parking day and night, I've been living in that, in the house where I am now for 25 years. I never had to watch people to back out, and now I have to because the cars are there day and night. So people aren't using their driveways, and I wish they would. That's just, I think that's all. You want any more complaints? Or I can come up with them.
Recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Recommendations,
yeah.
Not
yeah,
complaints.
It's nothing serious. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, reports.
Make a motion when you receive and file as presented.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of the reports?
Yeah, if you could just, oops, sorry, go ahead. If you can just tell whoever's doing the recreation one, I mean, I know we're in the process of hiring someone, that they need to, the year-to-date column's not being totaled or added up, blank, going across, you know, going across for each line item. No, across the very, no, next page.
Yeah.
Next page,
yeah,
year-to-date,
column.
The very last column, year-to-date.
But it is on the total.
At the bottom.
Yeah, but you should see it for each line item.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's not carrying across.
Right, it's not carrying across.
Right. Right.
Okay. Got anything else for me?
No.
Very rich.
Thank you, Christine, for the update on the fall.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Now I have an idea of what
the
next coming year.
No problem.
Are you looking all right so far?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Is any others? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports? Mr. Street Committee?
Okay. Thank you.
That's it?
Okay. No, we met last Thursday after our budget meeting. We come up with a little list of 8 or 9 things that we need to do. We're going to break it down and take each one as it goes. Like number one, the handicap parking list. Councilman Thompson has graciously volunteered to find the marked spots, actually go knock on doors to see if those spots are needed. There's roughly 20 or so throughout the borough. And so that when we make the change to the ordinance, we'll have an up-to-date on that. We went over, how are we going to enforce the parking laws that are on the books like right now? One side of the street parking. Well, we have to get signage. Like Church Street out here is only one side, according to our code book. So we're going to research the cost of the signs, then we're going to research where the signs go. We talked about the no parking on the streets based on the width of the road. You know, talking about putting no parking signs on either side of the road based on the width of the road. We talked about weather closings, how we disseminate the information better than it has been. Not that Christine has done a bad job, but so everybody knows. We talked about towing, ticketing, enforcement, minimum fines. You know, there is no minimum fine. Rudy was here to tell us that the tickets were the same they got charged the same as someone who didn't shovel their sidewalk, $25. So we need to visit that, go into the code book to put a minimum fine for parking during that. Curb markings, cost, things like that. Getting the police department in here. We're also going to visit how we can change the code to have our code enforcement officer write parking tickets and have cars towed, because right now he can't do that.
And that's your ordinance.
And just put it in the ordinance, that's it, huh? Something that simple?
I think so. I think that's within the power of the borough to do.
Something that simple. Okay.
But you need a little more research on that to be sure?
Well, I am assuming that your police department does that now.
Yes.
That's correct. The
Kind of, sort of.
I would just need to take a look to see that there wasn't any conflict between what the police department was doing versus what you want your code enforcement officer to do, and that is within his powers to do so. I think it is, but I just need to take a look at that.
Did you just volunteer to do that, Counselor?
I can certainly do that.
Well, that was great. we didn't set another meeting, and then, of course, you know, listen, I mentioned the cost. There's going to be a cost associated with all of this, and we have to talk about the cost. We didn't even get into what streets need to be paved or anything like that. We're just talking about what we have right now, what needs to be addressed so you guys can get your book done.
Okay.
And that was it for the streets committee.
So then you have something else?
Well, sewer. I always like talking about that.
Okay, go ahead.
On Sunday, the sewer committee met at the Mill Pond Dam. Paul actually went up to the township and talked to their tax people. The borough owns 17-plus acres of the Mill Pond.
Yes, dear.
Mm-hmm. So that includes the dam and the spillway,
which is also a historical site. I just confirmed today.
Okay, so I guess that means we're going to be repairing it.
The township has their meeting tonight, and it's my understanding that their administrator will be discussing the damage to the street and the retention wall with their governing body this evening. The dam committee will be informed this week and should be making a visit. That would be the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
So that's where we stand with that.
Well, we actually went down and took a look at what you were talking about, where the guardrail was pushed away from the road. That's not our responsibility.
No, that is the township.
That's the township's responsibility. That's clear.
And they will be discussing that.
And when they do that, when we looked at the debris that was pushed up against the road. Remember skating there?
I did. I would love to have that preserved. Not only because we're missing a chance. I know I'm taking your time, and I'm
That's
sorry.
That's quite all right.
I know it's only this deep when it's flooded. It should be brush hogged out, all that stuff. And Mr. Torres wanted a skating place. We had one. Totally.
Sure.
Nobody ever died. You know, there were a few little spills.
And that brings me to this point right here, Mrs. Long. Nothing can happen there. DEP says that is a wetland because of the flooding. It's marshy. So nothing can happen there.
At least not without their blessing.
Pardon me?
At least not without their blessing.
Without their blessing, absolutely. The state of New Jersey and their infinite wisdom. See, back when everybody skated there,
back in the day.
Yeah, there was no DEP.
So what are you saying? It's already preserved because it's a wetland?
Yeah, there's nothing that can be built there because when Paul told me...
It can't be a skating pond, nothing. It's a wetland. So it's preserved,
wetland.
Nothing there.
Right. Yes.
damming it all, I mean, it will not affect in the wintertime. The wetlands go all the way from...
Cutler Owens, and down by the bridge on 57.
Oh, yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
And that little bit, to flood that actually is helping because mosquito control. We're flooding out the mosquitoes. Bless us.
So
just really, to keep not have that dam is, I think it's more of a deterrent. There was one lady here a few months ago that was screaming that her house flooded. And it wasn't because of that dam. It was because of the house. It wasn't, because that dam's been gone for
a long
time.
Well, actually, we went and took a look at it. And what it is, it is four tubes set at the bottom of, I guess, the
spillway kind of thing.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Two of them are actually working. There's actually water flowing through two of them. As you're looking down at them, there's two. The two on the right are actually working. The water's flowing through there. The two on the left, they're either clogged with debris, closed, or whatever. But there's nothing coming out of those two tubes, and the water then is coming over the top where that is. So, and then there's that. Did you see where the crank was?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's all busted. So that's all going to have to be replaced. But the borough owns 17 acres of that marshland over there.
So it's your opinion that we will have to repair it as opposed to removing it?
Well, with the information that it is a historic site,
okay.
Now that actually makes it better for us.
There could be grant opportunities.
There could be money. Yes.
Grant opportunities for historical
society. You were just reading my mind about that.
To repair it.
To repair it.
Well, about 4 years ago, we applied a couple of grants to try and repair it. And I'll get you all the information.
We didn't know it was a historic site.
It's very hard to get the grants.
As a matter of fact,
I
have all the information.
Donate that to...
I did it with the SEA.
So they could take care of it.
There's a bill in the Assembly right now as well to give grant money or maybe loan money for municipalities that have to repair dams, specifically.
To answer your question, Scott, no, because that was purchased for the sole purpose of having our dumping rights into the Chappaqua.
Which we don't
our
need
dumping rights from the sewer plant.
Which we don't need anymore, correct?
No, we do.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. No, actually, the township was going to build the sewer plant down past the PNC Bank on 57.
That was for that development they were going to put in there.
Absolutely, and they were told they couldn't do it because Washington Borough has 100% dumping rights into the Chappaqua.
Nice.
So, I mean, we can't...
I thought when we built the new plant, I know we changed where the sewer outflow was, and I thought that took care of the need for that.
That's ours. It still comes down through past the little bridge there on 57 in between... Updike and the road department garage back up there comes down through past the bridge on 57 and then it goes down to the spillway.
Down the entrance to the garden.
Right. So that's ours.
Yeah, I was just trying to find some way of relieving us of the duty of taking care of that at all times.
Then
you will never be relieved of that duty. Even if we decommission the dam, we will have to maintain it.
Oh, because I thought we only owned the creek itself, you know what I mean?
I knew we owned some land back there. I didn't know how much it was.
Where did you get that information about that ownership?
From the township.
Okay.
I knew we owned it. It was built. It was built to run the power of that little building, which was a silk mill. They made stockings.
Yeah, we've been through that much of it.
Okay. And I really think it would behoove us to protect that land, not to have it grow. It'll be a forest in a few more years. And I wish that it was an open...
The DEP won't even let us take a fallen tree out of the creek.
But this is not... The creek is there.
I understand exactly what you're saying, but it's still wetland. They increased... It used to be 150 feet from a waterway...
300 now, I think.
Yeah, it's 350.
350?
Mm-hmm. So they increased it 200 feet in both directions.
I'd like to know how all these other towns, like Edison, they all have little ponds like that. I mean, it's more, okay.
Anything else, Dave?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Can I just add on to your third committee report?
Sure.
I think I included it in my manager's report last week that the easement will be needed from Sixth South Prospect, not the mini mart. I have reached out to Judy, and hopefully, Judy, you got my email.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
We can propose a letter to the homeowner.
Sure.
Okay.
Sixth Prospect, South Prospect?
Yes.
That's the property right there, the big one.
All right, we have no old business, so that takes us to...
I got a committee report.
Oh, I'm sorry.
COBDA committee met last week, and basically, we decided we're going to continue abbreviated form of the nuisance ordinance, which means basically the, everything that we discussed so far in terms of, you know, what changes were, you know, pretty much voted on or at least approved by, you know, our discussion here in council meetings. So we're going to, you know, present, you know, a form of that.
Okay.
And then we finally will be, hopefully, before the end of the year, finishing the editing of the code book for the update for the general code.
Okay.
We need to move forward on the nuisance ordinance to include it in the codification.
Right.
And there is no state legislation regarding a nuisance ordinance. There is state legislation that was introduced regarding vacant properties, so we're going to totally take out the entire vacant properties from the nuisance ordinance.
Right.
That was presented to the council.
Okay. That's a separate thing.
And then hopefully we can at least amend our nuisance ordinance to include like the Jake breaking and
everything
keep what we currently have.
Right.
Connor, you had something else?
The rec met last week and they did hire the director.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it'll be official tomorrow.
Okay. All right, any other committee reports? We'll move on to new business, 35-2014 resolution, new municipal alliance coordinator.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Let's do 36, 37, and 38 together for redemption of tax certificates.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on any of those? Roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
Okay, 39, 2014, sale of surplus property.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one?
This will be considered revenues and then goes into the surplus?
Well, I believe that the fire department would like to keep their money. Is that true, Chief?
100%.
I'm sorry?
100%.
Yes. It's their fire truck, so I believe the request is...
Well, actually, it's the borough's fire truck.
It is. That's the $3,500 be given to the fire department.
And so can we take that from the $22,000 out of capital improvement?
Can I get into this?
Sure.
The plan is to replace the international truck, which is our 8386. It's our old Cascade unit. It's becoming too expensive to operate. It doesn't get out too often. So the idea is to sell that truck and the old Mack, which is basically no longer NFPA approved, and then replace it with something like a Ford 550 crew cab with a utility body. The grand plan is to purchase this vehicle without any help of council. So that's why the fire department is requesting the dollars from those sales to return to us. And I'll be honest with you, if you guys want to hold on to the money with a promise that when we do find the vehicle, just need to, you know, let it be noted that, okay, we found the vehicle, this is what we're going to buy, the town gives us that money toward that vehicle. Or you can write a check and we'll put it in our account. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I just want to notice that
I'm sure
the sale of those two vehicles
will
go toward purchasing another vehicle.
So you still want to sell two other fire trucks?
One.
Oh, what's the old Mack truck?
That's it.
And then what's the international truck that you want to sell?
Just the Cascade. It was our Cascade, you know, air truck.
That's this one?
Yeah, the red truck.
So it'd be this one and then the old engine.
The old Mack.
When you have a buyer for the old one, the other Mack, right?
It hasn't even been put up.
Okay, that's, all right, just clarifying, okay.
But that would be the plan, to use that money toward the purchase of a newer vehicle that will better fit the fire department's needs these days.
Chief, let me clarify something here, ask you if I heard you right. You want the proceeds from this to be put into your account so that when you purchase the truck that's going to replace this, you're not coming to the council for any money?
Let me rephrase that. The intention is to not come here.
The intention.
But I will not say that I'm not going to come here, but honestly, I think you guys have dealt with me long enough to know that I'm pretty good with my word. I don't want to come to you. I'm a taxpayer too, don't forget.
Right.
Okay.
If you come to us, it would be for minimal funding.
Minimal funds. I'm not looking to go out and buy a $100,000 vehicle by no stretch. So would I come to you? I plan not to.
Right.
But
it may be necessary.
I'm not going to say, oh no, I'm not going to at all. But I'm not leaving myself the door open to come to you. Because you have my word that I don't have any intention of coming up to that vehicle.
Well, I would be in favor of it if we hold on to it and earmark it as a contribution towards the new truck.
Believe me, I have no problem with you holding on to it so long as it's noted that when the time comes that money does.
This money would be as a contribution towards that truck.
We did that $309,000 for a parking lot, too.
Well, we have new, obviously, accounting procedures and we're not doing interfunds anymore.
I mean, whatever the manager and the CFO come up with as far as how to take care of that money, I would leave to them.
Well, unless it's specified, okay, I'm not, okay, I'm going to abstain, okay.
I have a question for the chief. Now, you say you're interested in this new, I mean, you already researched this other truck that you want to get?
Yeah.
And so,
I don't have my eyes on something, but I know what I want to get.
Okay. And you say if this is going to replace these two vehicles,
yes,
and you're good. So after that, there should be nothing in the near future that you see that.
Not under my watch.
Okay. Purchase wise, okay.
And again, I will stress that I have no intentions on coming here asking for money. The plan is to buy this.
Well, you asked this year for $22,000 already.
Well, that's a different ballgame. We need to replace our gear. That's not even a rule that I don't look that's very any new one. NFPA is saying you have to replace.
Oh, sure.
My point is you do have to come to council to ask for money. You can't say you're not going to ask for money.
Well, he's talking about for the purchase.
He's talking about
for
new vehicles,
right. He's
not talking about
only talking
about
capital equipment.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
So vehicles,
so,
big equipment or something like that.
But that is my intention.
Okay. Anything else?
I got it. Chief.
Yes.
Is this going to be a new vehicle you're looking for or a used vehicle?
Most likely not, because now we're talking $100,000.
Okay.
Okay. Any others? Roll call, please.
Just to clarify, was it, am I holding it? Is it up to the manager and CFO?
Well, I'll make a motion to hold it. Oh, you have to wait till we do this.
Put it in a dedicated trust account for them for later, something like that. Can you do that?
Who made the motion?
Well, the motion right now is, the motion is for the resolution.
Yeah, but I mean, we could amend this motion as far as how the money is taken care of. Do you want to amend your motion?
I say give it to them. And if they spend it, they don't come get $3,500 from us.
Okay.
Well, how would we ever know? We don't even know what they make in fundraising. How would we ever know if they spent it? That's the problem I have.
Well, he wouldn't come ask for $3,500. Because if he came and said, I want the $3,500, then he'd be told no.
Okay, Dave wants to amend the motion to have the fire department hold it. Who did the second?
No, he wants to give it to them.
Yes.
The fire department holder.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Torres seconded the motion.
Okay. Do you wish to continue with that second?
No, not with that amendment, actually. No.
Okay.
I'd like to make a different amendment.
Well, first off, let's see, is there a second to Dave's motion? Okay.
I'll second it.
Oh, you'll second it. Okay. Is there any other discussion on it? Let's do a roll call.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Sustained.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
No.
Leyva?
No.
So it's 3-2.
Don't come asking for $3,500.
If you do, we're taking your Harley. Okay, resolution 40, 2014, the agreement between the County of Warren and participating municipalities and agencies.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Anybody understand what this is? This is a mutual aid agreement.
Yeah, I second it.
Okay. Any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I do have one question on it. Where's Schedule A? Supposed to have a Schedule A, and we just didn't get it, so maybe we can get that forward.
It's not attached?
It's not attached.
Okay, I'll make sure you get it.
Thank you.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Opposed.
Approval of the ABC license for Washington Fire Department Comedy Night?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, everything is in order?
It is, Mayor.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
Abstained.
Okay, and approval of a bingo application for St. Joseph's Church?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, and again, everything's in order?
It is.
And any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, vouchers?
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the vouchers? Really?
What's that?
Okay. I got a right leg.
Look like. Oh, yeah, there is.
Fairfield.
Yeah. Close.
Steinhardt.
No. Is it page 10? It's actually page 9. Am I reading that right? We had a $150 light bill for the ball field in January.
Let's see.
The big light? $150.19? Snowshoes? Page 9.
I know. I'm just trying to get my bearings the way this report is written.
Well, it says 1/1/14 to 1/29/14. $150.
Are they security lights up there that are on?
It says ball field lights.
Yeah.
That might be the last item.
I think you're right.
That's how the mess was open. There's two of them.
There are two of them.
One's ball field, one's
pavilion.
The pavilion has the security light. I'm not worried about the $12.
Okay. So the 150.
Yeah. I think there was snow on that.
Donkey baseball again?
Anything else?
Good. On the last page, I guess it's second to last page on the last page, both of them have these Recreation Trust expenditures for the referees. And I don't see any indication that these are separate invoices or separate bills. Like there's no dates of service or whatever. Is there any way to somehow get that? I'm sure that these people, you know, work these particular days. However, it's the same numbers for each.
No, if you read the PO number, you'll see 212-14, 124-14.
Okay, so that's how you determine the date.
Yeah, those are the dates of service.
Okay, so that is covered. Okay, good. All right, that was my concern on that. And then what about the water usage at Fairfield anyway?
They are investigating a water leak.
Okay.
I don't have any other information right now.
That's all I have.
He's got a water leak.
Anything else on the vouchers? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything so far coming to the rescue squad.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leyva?
Yes.
Let's carry that. Ladies, did you want to speak before the council this evening for audience? I would accept a motion to reopen the audience portion for a few moments.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reverend, please.
Thank you.
We did address your letter a little bit earlier this evening, and we directed the manager to send you correspondence on it. What can we do for you this evening?
We apologize. We were locked out. We found out that the door sticks downstairs.
Yes.
We're shaking and shaking, and the gentleman, young man right there, walks in, goes, and the door popped open.
Just needed a little more force.
Yes. Thank you very much for receiving our correspondence, and hopefully we'll continue to move forward with information. Our one problem right now, though, is just the trying to get documentation for you of people continually being in the parking lot. As we said, we had people who were stuck in the parking lot, two cars, one after the incident that was written about and then another one that followed, who come through again and just try to do a turnaround and take back off and get stuck at the bottom if there's ice. But again, Mount Pisgah is looking to hear from you, but we are also looking to continue in improving and continuing our relationship with the community.
Sure.
And the council. So, any questions for us?
We can give you some information right now that the manager just pointed out. Our grant application for the road is being reviewed.
Okay.
It's right. I mean, it's under review.
It's right. Under review, right? Under right review. By the DOT right now.
Okay.
So,
that's
hopefully
the
we'll
state
have
level.
Good. That's
yes.
Correct.
Okay.
So we might have an answer tomorrow. We might have an answer in 6 months. But the way the state works. But
it all depends at this point.
Yes.
Okay.
That's where we are.
Good.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Chris about the shrubbery or anything that they were talking about?
I don't. But if I do, I will definitely reach out to you.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. I accept the motion to close this audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Recap, Ms. Blanchard.
Well, I will reach out to Mount Pisgah Church to discuss their concerns and keep them updated. I will look into Grand Avenue issue and then moving the vegetative waste pickup earlier next year. We'll fix the recreation report, year-to-date column. I will give Council Schedule A for the agreement with the County of Warren, and I'll look into that light bill for recreation. I actually have a couple other things, Mayor, if I could.
Please.
We actually received some good news today from the state of New Jersey. Our pension contribution required by the borough has been cut by $8,853. So Natasha and I will make that adjustment in our budget.
That's a penny.
What is it?
Right there.
Also, the police fireman pension contribution has been cut. So the township has confirmed with me that they will take $16,000 out.
How much?
$16,000 out of their pension line item. So that's more savings. Exactly.
Awesome.
And we did receive a $2,000 grant from Sustainable Jersey for the Green Team.
Yay!
Good.
Do they know what they're going to do with that as of this moment, or?
No.
Okay.
That's the kids that came in, right?
No, it was the
Gary. That was the newly formed Green Team that Gary Pohorley requested. And then the chart that Natasha and I had put together for council showing the changes made. Right. Well, yeah, obviously this will change that.
Right.
So that's my good news.
Okay. Good.
So when will we have those budget numbers corrected, revised number?
As soon as Natasha and I make these changes, we just got this information today. The state just released it.
What do you think, next council meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
If not Friday, it's the following Friday.
Okay.
Mrs. Sloan, what do you
just
like?
I'm curious of why the state did this. I mean, what they get hit with fairy dust or what?
I don't know. I will find out the answer to that question, but they released new numbers for each municipality, and they reduced the pension contribution and the same for the police and firemen.
No, you shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I
don't
want to
get hit with twice next year.
Right.
Christie was nice this year.
Okay, that brings us to council remarks. Mr. Higgins.
Yes, I have a couple of things. I'm going to start off easy. Crosswalk lights aren't working.
No.
Again.
Spring.
Okay. Just saying. If you could do, you're going to be talking to the state DOT anyway, right?
About the Jackson Avenue issue?
Yes.
That piece of property?
Yes, the piece of property.
Yeah.
And when you talk to them, can you find out information on, you know, if we can mark the downtown with parking spots and paint the curbs as designated?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, they definitely need to be done again.
Yeah, and initially when we had done them, Scott, something happened where they came in and said we didn't get their permission to do it.
Right.
So that they were going to send us the measurements and where what had to be what and all of that other stuff. If you'll find out about that too. And if you could talk to them to see what needs to be done at the end of Grand Avenue. I understand Mrs. Sloan's concerns. I came out of there yesterday and almost got T-boned because I never saw the car coming. Either that or that van that's parking there has to be moved.
Well, it's actually the three of them that are there.
Well, the van
three
blocks.
That are never gone.
The van blocks the view there. Also, I want to bring something up here that I thought about after the last the budget meeting is, I think that we need to get together, we need to discuss a five-year, kind of like a five-year maintenance plan. We started a trust account for the salt, and that's pretty healthy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to do something about the roads. We need to have a five-year plan that coincides with repair of the road. And I think that when we put capital money in the budget to repair a road, if we have anything left over at the end of the year, that it can go into a trust account.
I need to verify that, but I
okay.
will with Natasha.
If it goes into a trust account, so that trust account can build and build and build, and then we won't have to take it right out of tax dollars every year. So we can offset some of the costs by doing that. I think we also need a five-year plan on equipment. Like, you know, so that we can start putting money away into a trust account for major equipment purchases. Like, we got whacked with that front end loader. You know, reading the maintenance, the bills on, you know, to the repair of the vehicles at the road department tells me we're going to need a truck or two soon.
Dave, I went over all this. This goes back a number of years with Alan Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to put money away ahead of time for major purchases as opposed to bonding at the
absolutely.
All at once. And I was told that there is absolutely no mechanism that we can use to do that.
Well, now listen, we have a trust account for salt.
Well,
mm-hmm.
There's no trust.
That was approved by the state.
Yeah, but it's specifically for salt.
Yeah.
Right? So why can't we...
Well, it's not just for salt.
No,
it's for salt.
Right.
Yeah, and
okay.
We used it for Sandy, too.
Yes.
Yeah, and plowing and...
Well, we used it for Sandy because that was a direct order from Governor Christie that municipalities could use the money in their snow trust for Sandy cleanup. But you had to reimburse it with FEMA money. We can use our...
Right, but if you needed a new plow, a snow plow, you could take it from the snow trust.
I could take it from the trust. Exactly.
Not just salt.
Well,
oh,
a
really?
New plow, but not a new
truck.
Not a mason dump that the plow
right, yeah,
goes on.
Right.
So, I mean, but we have to find out if we can do that.
I do. Need to
so
verify
you know
that.
What I mean? If you can do that. And every year at budget time, we sit down and go, you know, this is an unexpected cost. But if we plan for these costs and we put the money away each year, not over tax to put the money away, but money that is left over in the accounts in a way that it offsets the final cost. I think that we need to do that. And we need to find out if
you know, what are the type of trusts we can start to do that?
Yeah, what line item you can do it from,
right.
Yeah, because the money left over goes into surplus, and a majority of the budget is paid, you know, paid for, a good chunk is from surplus, so the money's still, it's not like you took it from the tax base, it's coming from the surplus money to pay for this thing, which was the leftover money.
But, see, like, with the snow trust?
Well, yeah, that's designated.
That snow trust is separate and apart from the surplus.
Right, I'm not talking about that.
So, if we have road trust money...
Yeah, you want a dedicated fund.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying, though, the money that's left over, you're like, you know, you don't want every year to have to get the money from taxpayers, but the money's technically coming from surplus to pay for some of those things, so it was the leftover money. You don't need the designated money.
Yeah, the last I heard was that New Jersey did not allow us to set up anything like that.
Right.
Now, if that's changed...
And that very well may be the case.
You know...
We need to verify it.
You know, great, I would love it if that changed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we need to get on our legislators to have them pass legislation that allows it. I mean, since they put the two... I'm serious. Since they put the 2% cap on, you know what I mean? And it's getting rough.
Yeah,
it's getting rough.
They don't want us to hold too much money either.
That's true.
You know, look what they did with the schools and capping how much they could have in the fund balance.
Allow us a trust account with a maximum amount that we can...
It's not like we have a bank account that we can save money.
I'm just saying, you know, the con of it is that that's how I would argue against it if I was against it, is that, oh, it's going to be a slush fund account.
Well, listen, if you talk to the people that sit in the audience and you say, listen, if we prepare today...
If I'm a state legislator, I don't talk to them.
No, I'm saying, you know, listen, they can help us.
Yeah.
Get the legislation changed. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it would be easier to put away and save than instead of paying for it all at one time? Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a street cleaner anymore?
Rich, what do you have?
Street bus?
Yes.
Okay. Are we going to suck up the salt?
We are. Actually, we're preparing it now. It'll be on the avenue Friday. We just have to watch the weather because it's filled with water and we don't want it to freeze.
Rich?
Okay. Question. Who's responsible for the bricks down in Washington Avenue?
We are.
Okay. Is there any way you get them replaced?
We will...
Like a couple of them are...
They're missing.
Yeah.
I will be quite honest with you. We do the best we can in the winter, but it does not pay to really get in there and fix them until the plowing is finished.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Yeah. I believe there's cold patch in some of the spots
There is, yes.
And the corner of Belvedere and Church Street? The stop sign, or the stoplight, broke again.
I think it's still, not again.
Still.
I didn't know it was.
Hey, we talked about it.
I mentioned
a while
back that it broke. You were looking for
the stop sign.
The light.
The light.
Yeah, the little.
Like when they were building Van Cleef's, I think they clipped it as they came around the corner.
Okay.
I don't remember that, Rich, but I will. It's more.
Yeah.
Pronounced now.
Okay.
Before somebody gets hurt.
Okay.
Anything else?
That's it.
I'm going to go next. Big Brothers Big Sisters is having a bowl-a-thon, or the Mayor's Challenge Bowl-a-thon, on April 5th. I was in touch with them. They would like Washington Borough to participate. This year I actually can participate, so I'm looking for team members. It would be on the 5th from 12 noon to about 2 p.m., we would probably bowl about two games, and they're hoping that we can get sponsorships of about $65 per person as a minimum. You know, I think that's kind of their break-even sort of thing, or makes them some money. So if anybody's interested, see me after the meeting, and we'll go forward with that.
When's the 5th?
It's a Saturday.
Okay.
Ethel?
Nothing.
Bob? Well, I was going to mention exactly what Mrs. Sloan had mentioned in try to find out the update on when this salt is going to be picked up and you get swept up.
Janine?
Well, is there like a schedule for the potholes? Or, I mean, are they sweeping first? Or what's the schedule for potholes?
They're cold patching now, but they can. As soon as the weather warms up enough, then we'll get out there with the hot patch.
As soon as they make it down the plant, right?
So is there a schedule for
when the
plant
for a hot
patch
opens up? I do not have a schedule yet, but if you'd like me to provide one, I will.
I would like one.
I think they already did some streets.
Yeah, they've done quite a few.
They did up by you, right?
They did it all the way down.
The south of me.
Two holes in front of my driveway. Big holes.
Did you say they got them or not?
They didn't get them.
No, they did not.
Well, we'll have to speak to them.
That's all I have, thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't have anything. I would just ask that council check their weekly report on Friday for some important information. And that's all I have.
Ms. Maddox, is there any way that we can ask our counselor if she has anything to add to our meeting? Any updates or anything that's going on?
Not, nothing.
She doesn't give me the nudge.
Oh, wow, okay.
Thank you. I'd accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?